G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
Another cold day in central Victoria.
Ooh, what's going on?
Freezing cold. This is a good topic today because I think I might have said to you once off air that I had the friendliest dog in the world, a Cocker Spaniel. Beautiful dog, great nature. The only time she got growly at me was when she was guarding food, mostly guarding a bone. And you're going to talk about dogs guarding their food today.
Absolutely I am. And, you know, no dogs are perfect. So we've all, and humans as well, we've all got our issues.
I reckon I'd guard my food pretty
closely. Yeah, I reckon I would too.
So fair enough, a dog would.
Exactly right. So food guarding and also possession guarding. Firstly, we need to understand that that's a normal behaviour. So if dogs were in the wild, they would protect their food from other mates. They would also protect the relationships that they have in their living areas. So it's a natural instinct to have. However, we don't really like it in our domestic pets because it can be scary, and the behaviours can range from simply running away with the item that they've coveted, growling, or it can be a full-blown aggressive attack like biting and chasing the person away. So obviously down that scale of biting and chasing the person away, that's something that we don't want to have in our homes. I remember a case we had about 2 years ago where it was a beautiful, beautiful Labrador, and the young son was about 2.5, 3 years of age, and he would go outside and he would hide the dog's bowls underneath the plastic pool and then sit on the pool. And this really upset the dog, and this would happen a lot. And of course, as you would imagine, first the dog would growl, and then after a few times of this going on, the dog did snap at the child and then needed to be rehomed. So especially with kids, the problem with kids when there's a resource guarding issue or a food guarding issue is that kids don't pick up on the dog signs. So the dog will often give warning signs, and most of us will just see them just to stop and freeze, and we know, oh, what's going on here? But for kids, they haven't quite learned those social skills yet. So one of the things that we can do to treat this problem is, firstly, if we've got a puppy, get that puppy used to you coming and going, replacing items. So say, for example, the puppy's got a little squeaky toy. Play games like, I'll give you this other toy if you give me that toy. Make sure that you sit with your dog occasionally while they're eating and hand feed them as well, so that they understand that that's a natural part of the world. Now, with mild forms of food guarding, like with your little girl, I'm sure you got in a situation where you could manage it simply staying away.
I just backed away very quickly.
Exactly
the,
right.
The worst thing was when her lip used to quiver a little bit. That's it, I'm going.
Yeah.
So I just left her alone, became her little time to herself, and that was okay.
Yeah, and that's what most families do. If there's no kids, they just let the dog have their food in a quiet area, and we that's how we manage it. However, if you've got situations where your dog is lunging towards somebody or nipping at somebody or trying to chase somebody away, especially if it's a human, that's when you need to call in a behavioralist, an expert who knows what they're doing, because the price is high if something goes wrong.
Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.